Welcome to Morondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Morondoy comes to you in association with the following sponsors.
New car? No problem, because the Bank of Ease is also the bank of great wheels. Like it? Own it. Drive it. With a deal on wheels from Republic Bank, we've got it all. Quick and easy approvals. Reduced equity from as low as 15%. Reduced interest rates from 6.5%. Up to 5 years repayment terms. Now's the best time to get that car because the green light is within sight. At
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
Hey, Scratch players, it's here. Our big money instant ticket game where you can win up to $5 million. Yes. For only $2,000 per ticket, you have 28 chances to scratch and win cash prizes instantly. It's so easy to play. Reveal a cash symbol in any of the cash spots and win the prize shown. Match any of your numbers to any of the winning numbers and win the prize shown for that number. Find a money bag symbol and automatically win the prize shown, or find a 10 times symbol and win 10 times the prize shown. Imagine what you could buy with your big money $5 million scratch ticket. So, buy a ticket today, and remember, a ticket a day could make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
All humans are entrepreneurs. It is coded in our human DNA. And that's why the Small Business Bureau is here to make what's natural a reality, with services tailored to meet the needs of startups or existing businesses, like access to finance, business training, business resource center, business coaching, and many others. Visit the Small Business Bureau, promoting entrepreneurship. Latwan La Penitence, Georgetown. Telephone 226-8120.
When last we were in Morondoy, Sherry asked Mala to help plan her vow's renewal party. A very upset Patsy called Howard from a friend's phone. He told her he had no regrets for not turning up at the altar, and she said she would burn the house down. He said he would not be returning to Morondoy anyway. Sergeant Murray discussed with Myrtle the spate of misinformation about the share of the oil and gas profits between Guyana and ExxonMobil, and he assured her that a lot of what was being reported in the media was misinformation. A drunk Coretta showed up, still angry that she could not get sponsorship from ExxonMobil for her fish fry, and Myrtle left. Patsy also arrived and reported to Sergeant Murray that Howard had threatened to burn down her house. As we return, Sister Patsy's house is on fire.
Fire! Fire! Oh my God, my house on fire!
Where you going, Lawrence? Maybe firemen do the walk and all the fire?
Monica just trying for help.
They got it under control.
Oh, Father! Oh, my Lawrence, how you could do this to me?
Sister Patsy, you saying that is the man start this fire?
My man, it's only yesterday I make a report at this station. He is the one who threatened to burn down my house.
What?
Yeah, I think it's two things I don't going through with that demonic entity. It's God see that this happened, so and the wedding come off. But I swear to God here today, I can see there that he go to jail.
Who is this?
Well, the man is something else. You know how hard people is working this country to build their house? Or you could just come and burn down somebody's house.
That is why Morondoy women should stick to Morondoy men. Patsy gonna pick up the man from God knows where, and he turned out to be a lunatic.
He had me fooled, Simon. All the promises he made to me. He could have told me he would show me the world and I would have believed him, you know. But oh, Howard Morris, my house, my house? Oh, you could burn down my house, man. Oh!
Well, you need to be thankful that the fire police show up so quick. I mean, it's enough damage, yes. But at least it didn't burn right down.
So, Patsy, which part the fire start?
You know, sure, Monica. I just wake up and feel the heat. But like I said, he threatened that this is what he would do to me.
You know where to find me?
I know where you live, yes. I don't call Sergeant for
you. I like them. You shouldn't pass them through the court. Just sentence them and done. I know how hard I work and build me house. And for somebody to just come and light it, I tell you, I would see red.
I feel the same.
Oh gosh, Sister Patsy was burning down for truth.
This is crazy.
Alexis, you come out hospital?
Yes, Miss Mark. Only yesterday they discharged me.
Yes. Her blood pressure is much better now. We're actually driving by on our way to the hospital to see her daughter when we saw the place.
Congratulations to y'all.
Thank you.
Much appreciated.
How the baby doing?
A little better every day. The doctor said if she continues progressing the way she is, we might be able to bring her home around the same time she was due, which is next month.
Oh, praises be to God.
Yeah, so wonderful just watching her get stronger.
Yes, and she's getting all day.
Oh, that is wonderful. Oh, my poor.
Sister Patsy, I'm very sorry to see your house burning.
You come out of hospital? You and your husband make back?
We're great.
Lawrence, I'm fine now. Let me step aside.
All right, Manico.
Anyway, Miss Patsy, if there's anything we can do for you, just let us know, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'll know. I gonna need all the donations as I could get because I gonna got to repair the whole fire that burned.
You know how the fire started?
It's the cross I was to marry to do this to me, Howard Harris, eh? He threatened to burn my house down.
But that's crazy. Why would he do that?
Here, the night before the wedding, right? I tell you I was having second thoughts and this will really get he vexed. I nearly show up at the church because I see the man bad ways. But look how God does work, eh? He's the one who end up not showing up. And I tell you, it was a great relief for me. So since then, because every day he there calling me. And because I'm refusing to take the calls, this is what he threatened to do to me. But I didn't take it serious, you know. Because I never expect the man would actually do something like this to me.
Well, a crime like this means it will definitely do time, right?
I go prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. Watch me.
I really hope you get justice.
I go see that they drag you to Camp Street Prison. Matter of fact, let me tell you this. I got some old thief man and some old time murderer friends serving time in Camp Street. They're going to do a business for you.
Wow.
So you're going to set some goons on him? That sounds kind of evil, man. Him being in jail won't be enough.
Evil? Who more evil than he burning down me house, eh, Malachi? You ask anybody if they would feel the same. Howard Horace got to pay for this.
Malachi, it's time we go. I need to see my baby.
Again, we will assist however we can, Sister Patsy. Hang in there.
Thank you, son. Y'all kiss the baba for me.
Okay, we will.
Lawrence, a fine man. You have really believe it's Howard Harris like Patsy House?
Who you trying for, Sir Monica? She lying?
Makes sense out of nonsense. If he left she at the altar, from the few interactions I had with the man, I would say he's a very intelligent person. Why he would try to burn down Sister Patsy House?
Monica, some men is do some strange things for the stupidest reasons. Who knows what is going on in their relationship? Who knows if he was abusive to her?
Nah. I don't believe the one bit. Sister Patsy wouldn't allow no man for abuse shit. If anything, is she the abusing the man? That's probably why he jilted she.
You're making a good point, Monica.
For all we know, it's Patsy self set the fight.
Shh! Don't let people hear you. It's a serious allegation you're making.
And it's a serious allegation she making against the man. You really think the man mad enough for threaten for burn down she house and then go and burn it down?
I don't know.
People just do strange things all the time.
This is what I think. Patsy was embarrassed by the man left in she at the altar, and she had to come up with something for make people feel sorry for she. She know everybody be talking about she.
That is kind of an elaborate scheme, Monica.
What elaborate about it? It's Sister Patsy be talking about. And if that is the case, I hope they send she to Barbies.
Oh, Malachi. Finally, I'm holding her.
Support her head, Alexis.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, she's so small.
Don't worry, baby. She's growing every day.
Hi, Hannah. It's Mommy.
And Daddy.
This is the first time I'm holding you. All these tubes.
They're helping her to grow and get stronger. Wow. Look at that yacht.
Yeah.
Hey, baby.
This don't even feel real. Imagine this is my baby.
She looks just like you.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
Hey, don't cry, baby. Today's a happy day.
Yes.
I can't wait for us to take her home.
Oh my gosh. That will be so great.
And I can't wait to take you two back to the U.S. with me.
I'm happy and still I'm crying.
You know, that's what they call tears of joy, baby.
You ready to hold her?
Yeah. I've been waiting for this.
Careful.
I got her.
Your socks fall off. I can put it on while you hold her.
Okay. Hi, Hannah. I love you. Love you so much. And you have a big family waiting to love you. We can't wait to take you home, baby.
Yeah.
Promise you that I will treat your mom right. I want to be a better man for you. Promise I'll be the best dad I can be for you. I'll always protect you. You can depend on me. Always. Love you so much, Hannah.
I love you too, baby girl.
Well, Sister Patsy, it's good that the firefighters managed to contain the blaze. You got enough repairs, though.
The good news is that my daughter just called and tell me she's going to come home.
Oh, that is good. At least she's going to be here to help you through this difficult time.
Yes, Lawrence.
You sure is Howard Harris set the fire, though?
I ain't tell you that he threatened me.
Yes, but did he threaten you to believe he would actually do it?
Look, Lawrence, me ain't going to convince nobody. The law and deal with you.
All right.
I go inside to see these damn.
All right, all right. Any assistance you need?
Mm-hmm.
Monica, girl, I don't know.
Fine, man, I know somebody who's personal friends with Howard. He asked the person to call him.
Oh?
I put me head on a block. The man's story gonna be far different from Patsy.
Well, time gonna tell.
If Patsy set this fire, I serious, Lawrence. They need to jail she.
Yes, it's indeed a serious offense.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let me go home. I hope fine man friend get on to Howard soon.
Yes, me too.
It was so nice holding our baby today, Alexis.
Yes, I can't wait to hold her again tomorrow.
Hey, just imagine, we created something so beautiful. It's like, wow.
I know, Malachi.
Babes.
Yes, Malachi?
I want to make a promise to you again.
Okay.
I will treat you like a queen for the rest of my life. I will. Seeing you lying in that bed in so much pain, hearing you cry all those days you were in the hospital, seeing her daughter, it reminded me that I need to be a better man for you and her.
Malachi, don't make me cry again.
I lied to you about my son and my ex. And that is part of the reason Hannah came early.
I shouldn't have been worrying so much.
It's my fault, babes. I'll never forgive myself for that. I promise. I'll spend the rest of my life making it up to you. Trust me, Alexis.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.
Murundoy came to you in association with Republic Bank Limited, Ghana Lottery Company, SPADS Incorporated, and the Small Business Bureau.